more than anything, what often puts families behind the eight ball is not knowing or really understanding what all their options are.
Susan Barlow is executive director of the Parent Network of Western New York. The Office for People with Developmental Disabilities is making changes, replacing its Medicaid Services Coordination Program with a new program called Health Home Care Management. Barlow telling WBFO News, as these services are being put into place, they want to make sure families understand and receive important information. That's why they created the Guide and Connect program,
which is a subscription. You can subscribe to keep informed, and every month or so, we will unveil a new topic related to what's going on right now, and it will either be in a webinar, a podcast, a video, along with written materials on our new website for just this project called GuideAndConnect.org.
Care coordination organizations will soon coordinate all services for those with developmental disabilities, including their health, wellness, and mental health services. Six new care coordination organizations will be providing those services by July 1st.
Are you pleased with these directions that things are taking?
We're not displeased by the changes. I think what we're mostly concerned about is they're happening at a really fast rate, and people are just getting overwhelmed with the information. It's hard to say whether the services in 5 years from now are going to look worse, or they're going to look better, or they're going to be the same. It's hard to predict that, but we do know that with managed care, and the concept of managed care is a new concept for this disability service office.
Barlow noted the Parent Network reached out to the Tower Foundation and received a grant to help create the Guide and Connect so it can keep families informed of any changes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.